Literary hyperlinks, Italian influences on the English Renaissance. The Renaissance was a period which produced a particular vision and ideal of man. Predominant in shaping the culture of the Renaissance are a number of figures who were not simply poets, artists, or philosophers, but all-rounders, masters of many different arts and fields of learning. Francis Bacon, for example, was a philosopher, mathematician, and statesman. It was the Italian Renaissance which produced the idea of the all-round Renaissance man. The most emblematic example is undoubtedly Leonardo da Vinci, whose achievements in a wide range of fields were and are still extraordinary. Leonardo initially trained in the Compagnia di San Luca of Florentine painters under Andrea del Verrocchio, where he acquired enormous practical experience and knowledge in all the arts, from painting and sculpture to music. It was during the first period of his life that he executed some of his most remarkable drawings and paintings, such as the Adoration of the Magi and the first version of the Virgin of the Rocks. But Leonardo was also an architect and inventor of genius. During a subsequent period spent in Milan, his works ranged from the design of hydraulic systems to church decoration to stage and set designs for court performances and public festivals. It was here he painted one of his masterpieces, The Last Supper. Leonardo's artistic research was inseparable from a wider inquiry about man and his relationship to the world. His notebooks include reflections on subjects such as anatomy, botany, mechanics, physics, mathematics, and geometry, reflections which are given visual form in many of his drawings and designs. For Leonardo, the role of the artist was to achieve as profound and comprehensive a vision of reality as possible. Art and science were not opposites. They were complementary means of discovering the truth about nature and the universe. Another important Italian influence on the sensibility of English gentlemen of the Renaissance was Baldassare Castiglione, whose prose work, Il Libro del Cortegiano, was published in English as The Courtier in 1561. Written in the form of dialogues, the book discusses the qualifications of the ideal courtier. The image which emerges is again of the all-rounder, a man who unites ethical and intellectual virtues, who is an accomplished sportsman and soldier, but also devotes time to the arts and to composing poetry. However, Castiglione also stresses that the courtier should be able to display as many talents which, with grace and ease, as though he were not really trying. If Castiglione's courtier provided a model for the lifestyles and attitudes of Elizabethan soldier poets such as Philip Sidney, Niccolò Machiavelli's Il Principe, written in 1513, but not translated into English until 1602, had a considerable influence on the policies of Elizabethan statesmen such as the Earl of Leicester and William Cecil, and was also much appreciated for its lucidity by Francis Bacon. A work of political science, Il Principe concerns the acquisition, use, and maintenance of power. The controversial idea which it introduces is that unethical methods may sometimes be necessary for a ruler to achieve a desired objective, or, to put it simply, the ends justify the means. Machiavelli's influence is equally present in Elizabethan and Jacobean drama. Many of the villains and tragic heroes of Marlowe and Shakespeare, for example, have strong Machiavellian tendencies. An example of a Machiavellian type villain is Edmund in King Lear, while in Richard III, the tyrant king is portrayed as a Machiavellian ruler.